ఓణం వ్యాఖ్యా ప్రకటిత పర బ్రహ్మతత్వం యువానం వర్షిష్టాంతే వసదృషిగణైరావృతం బ్రహ్మనిష్టై ఆచార్యేంద్రం కరకలిత చిన్ముద్రమానందరూపం స్వాత్మారామం ముదితవదనం దక్షిణామూర్తిమీడే యన్నిత్యమానందమనంతమేకం శివేతి నామ్నా శ్రుతయో గృణంతి తస్యావతారో నరరూపధారీ కృపాసుదాబ్ధీ భువి రామకృష్ణః జననీం శారదాం దేవీం రామకృష్ణం జగద్గురుం పాదపద్మే తయో శ్రిత్వా ప్రణమామి ముహుర్ముహుః. జన్మాద్యస్య యతోన్వయాద్ ఇతరతశ్చార్త్వేష విజ్ఞస్వరాడ్ తేనే బ్రహ్మకృతాయ ఆది కవయే ముహ్యంతి యత్సూరయః. తేజోవారిమృతాం యథా వినిమయో యత్ర త్రిసర్గో మృషా ధామ్నా స్వేన సదా నిరస్తగుహకం సత్యం పరం ధీమహి. సత్యవ్రతం సత్యపరం త్రిసత్యం సత్యస్య యోనిం నిహితం చ సత్యే సత్యస్య సత్యం ఋతసత్యనేత్రం సత్యాత్మకం త్వాం శరణం ప్రపన్నా. మూకం కరోతి వాచాలం పంగుం లంఘయతే గిరిం యత్కృపాతమహం వందే పరమానందమాధవం. యస్వానుభావమఖిల శ్రుతిసారమేకం అధ్యాత్మదీపమదితి తీర్షతాం తమోంధం సంసారిణాం కరుణయాః పురాణగుహ్యం తం వ్యాససూనుముపయామి గురుం మునీనాం. అథైతాని నసేవేత బుభూషుః పురుషః క్వచిత్ విశేషతో ధర్మశీలో రాజా లోకపతిర్గురుః. వెన్ భగవాన్ లెఫ్ట్ ఇస్ ఫిజికల్ బాడీ, భగవాన్ కృష్ణ లెఫ్ట్ ఇస్ ఫిజికల్ బాడీ, భాగవతం సేస్ దాట్ ఈస్ ద మూమెంట్ కలియుగ బిగాన్. సో ద నేచర్ ఆఫ్ కలి ఈస్ పొల్యూటింగ్ ది పీపుల్స్ మైండ్ విత్ కామక్రోధాది అశుద్ధిస్. సో వి సా ఇన్ ది లాస్ట్ క్లాస్ దట్ కలి వాస్ ట్రయింగ్ టు డిస్ట్రాయ్ ధర్మ అండ్ పరీక్షిత్ ఇంటర్ఫియర్డ్ విత్ దట్ డిస్ట్రక్షన్ అండ్ గేవ్ ఓన్లీ 5 places వేర్ ఇన్ కలి క్యాన్ రిసైడ్, ద్యూతం, పాన, స్త్రియహ, సూన అండ్ కాంచన. ఎనీబడి హూ ఈజ్ ఇంట్రెస్టెడ్ ఇన్ స్పిరిచువల్ లైఫ్, ఎనీబడి హూ ఈజ్ ఇంట్రెస్టెడ్ ఇన్ సెక్యూరిటీ, పీస్ అండ్ హ్యాపీనెస్, దే షుడ్ నాట్ indulge in these 5 things, and you can protect your spiritual life by avoiding all these 5 things by following yama. In the last class we saw ahimsa, satyam, brahmacharyam, aparigraham and asteyam. When you follow all these values, 5 values, they become counterproductive for the effect of kali yuga, kali purusha. So how to lead a clean life following all these values? Bhagavatam itself gives the solution that you cannot lead a clean life unless you have a hold for your life. Holding that permanent entity, superior entity, you can get rid of all the temptations, because all the 5 places which are given to Kali Purusha, that is wherein all these 5 places are full of temptations, dyutam, gambling, then panam, intoxicant, it is very attractive, striyaha, that is indulgence in sense pleasures, and slaughtering, hurting others, suna, then of course money is very attractive one, money got by adharmic ways. For the sake of money a person can sell himself. How can you get rid of this slavery? How can you lead a clean life, a truthful life? Bhagavatam says, Yatranurakta sahasaiva dhira vyapohya dehadishu sangamudham prajanti tatparamahansyamantyam yasminnahinsopashamaswadharmah. When anurakti is there, love for Lord is there, then you can easily overcome all these temptations. When anurakti is there, you will be called as a dhiraha, viveka purushaha. You know what is a beneficial thing and what are unwanted things. There are two types. What is beneficial one type, what is attractive is another type. Neem leaf is very, very beneficial one, but nobody likes. Bitter gourd, nobody likes. Neem leaf, nobody likes. But they help you to have a good health. But ice cream, 5-star chocolate, and all other unwanted food, they are luxuries, but still everybody is attracted. Kurkura, murmura, so many things are there, na? So junk food they call it. So all these things you will come across, what is necessary, what is unnecessary, when the mind has viveka shakti, dhiraha, easily overcome the deep-rooted attachment for the body and worldly enjoyments. They conquer Kali and its effect by having anuraktihi, love for the Lord, and attain the state of paramahamsyatvam, attain the state of atmajnana, which is the final word of human struggle. All human struggle is for gaining this only. All struggles, whether you go for wealth or pleasure or name and fame, all are for what? To get purnatva, security, peace and happiness. Any struggle, you can put it into the three achievements. And all these three achievements can be put into one word, purnatva. You lack something. You think that you lack something. Therefore, you want to fill that lacking. Therefore, you go for everything. So, Shastra shows that in reality, you cannot lack anything. You are everything. Whatever you want in your life, fortunately happened to be your own nature. There is no entity in this creation which can be the embodiment of love other than you, which can be the source of security other than you, which can be the embodiment of happiness other than you. Since you don't know the secret, you go for it. Like dog philosophy, I might have told in Gita class, I think I told. Before biting the dry bone, dog thinks that I don't have that smell of the blood. After biting the bone, I get the smell. Therefore, bone is the source of blood. But it is a dry bone, not a drop of blood is there. But when dog bites that bone, bone pricks the mouth of the dog, then its own blood comes out. But it thinks what? Bone is the source of blood. Dogs can have this philosophy, but human beings cannot afford to have this philosophy. Before ice cream, I was unhappy. After getting ice cream, I am happy. Therefore, ice cream is the source of happiness. This is called a dog philosophy. So, a person struggles for only the security, peace and happiness, and that is possible by gaining atmajnanam, gaining knowledge about one's own real self. Once this atmajnanam is gained, the person will be a man of universal love, ahimsakaha, upashamaha. Upashama means man of fulfillment. How to get this bhagavat anurakti? You can see the sequence. In order to avoid Kali Purusha's effect, you have to follow certain values. How can you follow values? Why should you follow values? Question comes. Because in this competitive world, a person who is smart is going to be a successful person. Understand? So instead of being smart, why should I be good? So you must have answer for this question. This question is not from outside. It is from your own mind. It will ask, what is the benefit you got by telling truth? You have lost your promotion. You have lost your salary hike by being truthful. Then the mind should say, I may lose what you call promotion or a salary hike, but I am still gainer. How? Because I am going towards the source of all security, peace and happiness, and that is Bhagavad Bhakti. Then how to get that Bhagavad Bhakti? Kale dosha nidhe rajan asti heko mahan gunaha kirtana devas krishnasya mukta sangaf param vrajet. Bhagavad Bhakti is possible by chanting his nama. Kali Yuga, which is famous for dosha nidhi. Nidhi means treasure. Treasure house of all adharmic things called Kali Yuga destroys all types of values. Varnashram dharma is gone now. Then in Kali Yuga, people are annagata prana. Sri Ramakrishna says, our body depends upon, our life depends upon food. Even if you decide to fast Ekadashi day or Shivaratri day, one day before itself you will eat more. Or very same day morning, generally your tiffin time is 8 o'clock, 6 o'clock itself you will feel a hunger. So, mind has all types of mischievous things. So, annagata prana jiva, therefore you cannot perform austerities like yaga, yajna, standing on one leg. All these things you cannot practice. But the only way is what? Kirtanadeva Krishnasya. Bhagavan's holy name has to be chanted. Then now another question comes. When I don't know who is Bhagavan, what is the effect of chanting the Lord's name? How can I chant the Lord's name? It can be a mechanical thing. Just because my teacher or guru has told, tell Lord's name 108 times. Generally when you get mantra diksha, they will tell minimum 108 times you do. So it becomes a duty. And with all, duty conscious, you tell within 5-7 minutes, you finish it, appa, I got. So that is not the spiritual practice. Spiritual practice must be based on certain understanding and it should be voluntary and with all love and affection towards the Lord. So how you will get that love, anurakti? Shastra says, be associate with the sadhus. There is one minority endangered species in the world, in among the human beings, sadhus. Sadhus means those who have dedicated their entire life for the sake of higher values and knowledge. Be with them, associate with them. When you associate with them, they will show through their life that without money they are really happy. Without employment they are really happy. Without bank balance they are really happy. And without people also they are happy. Having none as their family members, they are happy, then they are loving everyone. So what is our idea towards money? Unless I have money, I cannot be happy. So we connect the money with happiness. Money is connected with, actually it should be connected with what? Purchasing power. Money is just a power by which you can purchase certain things, that's all. It can provide you food or shelter or cloth, but it cannot provide you happiness. You unnecessarily connect that money with happiness. So sadhus will tell that without money also you can be happy. It seems there were two sadhus and they were going parikrama. Before starting, parikrama means what? Just they will roam place to place. So one Swami told, so we are going for parikrama, so we should not have any money. Another Swami told, no, 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 now modern world, nobody will respect sadhus, so nobody will give even food for sadhus. Even they will not allow to enter the bus or train or something, so we should have money. So this sadhu, first sadhu, allowed him to take money. So they were traveling, walking. They had to cross a river. Then they asked the first sadhu, asked sadhu without money, asked the boat wala to take to the other shore. The boat wala told, unless you give 5 rupees, I cannot take you. So immediately the second sadhu saw like this. First sadhu, didn't I tell you? That is the idea. So he gave 10 rupees, then both were taken to the another shore. So the second sadhu told, see, didn't I tell you? People will not give you anything free because it is modern world, very well-developed world. Well-developed world means what? Be selfish. That is a well-developed world. Never bother about the people who don't have things. He told, didn't I tell you, without money you cannot even cross the river, you cannot travel. Then first sadhu told, if any sadhu don't have money, Bhagavan will provide another sadhu who has money. Bhagavan will provide who has someone who has money. So the sadhus will show to you that you can really lead life without money. 1/3 of the population in the creation doesn't have earning. Children don't have earning. And India, 50% are children. Correct? Below 20 years, 50% are there. So 60 crore people live in this country without earning anything. Why? Because somebody is earning for their sake. Allow them to earn for your sake. So they will show, without money you can lead happy life. Then without people also you can lead happy life. Without pleasures also you can lead happy life. When satsanga is gained by any spiritual seeker, he will have conviction that Name Bhakta Pranashyati is a truthful statement. My devotee never perishes. Is a truthful statement. It is not simply written by some rishi or something. In every sadhu's life you will find out. And that type of caliber, if you have, if you can live without all these things, then Bhagavan interferes in your life. Otherwise, Bhagavan only interferes in your life through money, through people, through job. Job also Bhagavan only. Money also Bhagavan only. People also Bhagavan only. If you want Bhagavan's interference, direct interference, then you should give up all those things. So, Shastra says, Tulayama lave napi na swargam na punarbhavam Bhagavad sangi sangasya martyanam kimuta shishaha. Other than sadhu sangha, there is nothing as the highest blessing in human life. Repeatedly this idea comes in Bhagavatam. Maybe 1,000 times it comes. The highest blessing in human life is what? Association with good people. The definition for good people is those people whose philosophy of life is attaining the God. Attaining the infinite nature of oneself or attaining the Lord is the philosophy of people who are called sadhus. Because according to the association only, your philosophy will be decided. If you have good association, spiritual association, your philosophy of life will be spiritual philosophy. Otherwise, kavo piyo maja karo. That is the materialistic philosophy wherein human life, entire human life is spent for small things. Some lakhs of or crores of money in bank balance only, not in your packet. You cannot keep crores in your packet because packet will not hold all that much. So, bank book shows that you have this money, this much money. One day bank wala himself will run away. Layman brothers. Within one day they closed. All your balance has gone. Then Life Insurance Corporation, Yoga Kshemam Vahamaham, local Yoga Kshemam only it can take care of. Real Yoga Kshemam Vahamaham is what? By Bhagavan. When you understand the greatness of this life and the goal sadhus hold for, then you will not hanker for small things. So you keep in a scale, one side sadhu sangha, another side every blessed thing in the creation. Still, swargam na apunarbhavam, so many things are there, na? Not only local things, foreign things also. Foreign things means what? Otherworldly things, Ramba, Urvasi, dance and music, party, ticket, you have so many things. So everything you keep, those pleasures also you keep, but the side, the scale, side of the sadhu sangha weighs more. Now the story continues. Having restricted the powers of Kali by allowing him to stay only in few places, Parikshit was ruling in a nice way, especially this Bharata Varsha. So this Kali Purusha thought, this fellow did not allow us. Who did not allow? Parikshit did not allow me to overpower the entire creation. So how to infatuate all the minds of the people? So unless I infatuate this Raja, I cannot infatuate all the other people. So he was waiting for a situation wherein Parikshit may be little careless. As Swadharma for a Raja, in those days they used to go for hunting. It is Swadharma, just to keep their body fit and expose themselves, their body for all types of casualties. Because Raja should be ready for fighting. In those days, Raja is not only protecting factor, he is a judgment giving factor, judge. And he is the ruler, all IAS, IPS officers are all he only. And he is a protector also, army also. In those days, Raja has lot of responsibilities. So when he went for hunting in the forest one day, that moment was the moment for Kali to overpower his mind, because he has given Suna. One place is what? Wherever slaughtering happens, you can be there. So the idea of slaughtering means what? Hunting, hunting animals. So that time Kali Purusha affected his mind. Without knowing that, he was engaged in hunting. So while doing hunting, he was very much exhausted by hunger and thirst, because hunting you cannot do casually, you have to run behind that animal. So he was exhausted by hunger and thirst. He wanted to have some water at least, and he went nearby ashrama to get some water. And that ashrama belonged to a great rishi, Samika Rishi. That rishi was in samadhi, in meditation, totally forgot about his physical individuality. He was just immersed in samadhi. Then Raja went near him and asked, please give me water, please give me water. But the rishi was not in physical consciousness, so he did not reply. So Raja felt very much insulted. He thought suddenly, see, as a Raja, I am protecting the entire country. When I come, I should be received or welcomed. Not only this rishi did not welcome me, even after repeated request for water also, he refused to give, and he is pretending to be meditating. Tortured by hunger and thirst as he was, the king suddenly got anger towards that rishi. This antagonism towards the rishi was unusual for Parikshit, who happened to be a dharmic raja. But due to the infatuation of Kali Purusha, due to the power of Kali Purusha, he was overpowered by insult and anger. He thought that the rishi was pretending as though in samadhi, he is not respecting me, the king of this nation. So what happened? Before leaving, he took a dead snake which was nearby in the ashrama and put as a garland on the neck of the rishi. If the rishi was pretending, then naturally he will get up. In order to ascertain that the rishi is in samadhi really or not, he did this insulting act, an outrageous act only people of adharma can do. But due to anger and insult, personal insult, Raja did this. After doing this insult, he went. The children of that ashrama were playing nearby ashrama. So after finishing their play, when they came, they saw that the rishi's neck was adorned by a dead snake. Among that children group, there was a son of this rishi, Samika Rishi, his name was. The son name was Sringi. He was having lot of siddhis because of father's tapasya. So he saw his father. Father's snake was adorned with dead snake. By his tapas shakti, he came to know what happened in the absence of others. So he saw a Raja came. Who is that Raja? The child did not know. So when he saw a Raja has misbehaved with the Rishi, he wanted to take revenge on the Raja for this humiliation. So gave a shapa. What is that shapa? Iti langita maryadam takshakas saptamehani dhankshati sma kulangaram chodito me tadadruham. He says these kshatriyas who have to revere and protect the honor of sadhus and rishis became adharmic. How much adharmic they are now? To such an extent they are adharmic. They can misbehave with the sadhus who are even in meditation. So I will teach them a lesson. If a kshatriya has become adharmic due to muscle power and richness, Raja Danda they call it. So Raja has some power. If he is arrogant because of kshatriya power, I will teach them that Brahmana power is more powerful than the Kshatriya one. Power that a Tapasvi or a Rishi has is superior to Kshatriya power. I will show them. I am giving a curse which is irresistible like a thunderbolt. From today, seventh day, the serpent Takshaka will bite this king who is adharmic, and the king should die. So overpowered by humiliation and anger, the Rishiputra Sringi gave the shapa and he started crying loudly sitting in front of the father. The children could have taken out that dead snake, then they could have made the father to do something. But this boy was little powerful boy, so therefore he himself took the opportunity to punish the Raja. So after some time, Samika Rishi, whose samadhi was disturbed by this loud cry of the children, when he opened his eyes, he asked the reason for their cry. Then he observed that a dead snake was on his neck. So he threw away the dead snake and asked what happened. Then the children reported everything. On hearing the angry response of his son and the nature of Shapa, Shapa means what? Curse, he gave to Raja. He understood that Raja is nothing, none other than Parikshit himself. So father, Samika Rishi, did not congratulate his son. So he scolded his son. Oh, immature boy, you have committed a great sin by giving capital punishment for a minor offense of a innocent devotee of the Lord. Parikshit was a great devotee of the Lord. And the offense was, it's a minor offense. It doesn't deserve capital punishment. This Parikshit Raja is very dharmic one and born in a great family which was protected by Bhagavan Krishna himself. The king himself was protected by Bhagavan Krishna and very much devoted to Lord and sadhus. He might have done this offense being afflicted by hunger and thirst. And the Rishi knew that Kali Purusha has overpowered his mind, thinking capacity. So for this small mistake, you have cursed him to death. He asked the child, "Hey Sringi, when you are complaining about the violation of dharma on the part of Raja, you have forgotten your dharma. You have forgotten that you have violated your sadhu dharma. What is that sadhu dharma? Sadhu should be free from anger and he should not have an idea of any humiliation. Idea of humiliation means, idea of humiliation comes always when you think yourself as great. Then only as even you enter any sabha, any gathering, you see this side, that side, any known faces are there, at least to smile. And if somebody invites you, then you feel happy. Then if somebody offers you the first row seat, you feel elated. And somebody garlands you, gone. You are at the top of the world. Why all these things? Because you have an idea that I am an important person. But sadhu cannot have that idea. Why? Because for sadhu, only one thing is important entity, and that is Bhagavan. So the Rishi says, Niraskrita vipralabdha shapta kshipta hata api nasyatat pratikurvanti tad bhakta prabhavo pihi. Tad bhaktaha, Bhagavan's devotees, a true devotee of the Lord, will never retaliate for any injury done to him. Whether it is an insult, or somebody has deceived him, or somebody has even bet him, or somebody gave shapa, still the devotee of the Lord cannot retaliate. Though the sadhu may have the power to punish the offender, still being a sadhu, he will not do that because he sees Bhagavan's leela in every situation in his life. In the Gospel of Sri Ram Krishna, one story comes. A sadhu was begging. He was gone begging. So one place, somebody has beaten him. So he was beaten. And others came to know that he was beaten. So they brought this sadhu. And he almost lost consciousness. So they were pouring milk in his mouth. And they asked, who is pouring milk in your mouth? To know, to make sure that he has consciousness, body consciousness. So that sadhu, it seems, says, one who has beaten me is pouring milk in my mouth. Who has beaten? Somebody has beaten. Another sadhu is pouring milk in the mouth. But for this particular sadhu who was beaten, for him, everything is Bhagavan. Or in every situation, they see the wish of the Lord, leela of the Lord. And in Sri Ramakrishna's life also, in his personal life, he come across another incident. There was a priest in Mathur Babu's family. And he used to have hold power towards Mathur Babu and his family members. When Bhagavan Sri Ramakrishna became very much close to this family, they started loving him more. They started obeying Sri Ramakrishna more. So this priest thought, this fellow who Sri Ramakrishna was having some magical power, because of which he is wielding the power on others. So one day when Sri Ramakrishna was staying in Mathur Babu's house, this priest entered his room and started asking, please give the mantra which you are, because of which you have more power than me. Like that. Sri Ramakrishna told, I don't have any mantra or anything. My mantra is love. Like that. That priest did not believe. So he started beating him. He trampled on Sri Ramakrishna's body with shoes. Understood? Sri Ramakrishna silently bore everything. Did not even tell to Mathur Babu. After 2-3 years, on another occasion, when this priest was caught in stealing or some other thing, so he was removed from the temple complex. That time Sri Ramakrishna told, 2-3 years before, how much he misbehaved with me, you know, like that, he told this incident. Then Mathur Babu got anger. Then he told, Baba, you should have told me. I would have cut his head. Sri Ramakrishna told, that is the reason I did not tell you. That means what? You cannot retaliate if you are a sadhu. Prayesha sadhavo loke parair dvandveshu yojitaha navyathayanti narshyanti yata atma gunashayaha. Sadhus won't feel any elation or depression in either happiness or in adverse situations in life, because they have the knowledge that all the situations insults or honor or belong to only body-mind complex. You honor a person, what you honor? You honor his ego or you honor his body, that's all. You insult some person, but whom you insult? You insult a person who has ego, that individuality, who has an idea that I am honorable person. You cannot insult even dog or cow. You can hurt a dog or cow, but you cannot insult or honor dog or cow. So there is a dog show, suppose. So the dog comes in that dog show first prize. So you give one gold medal. After giving gold medal, as a journalist, you don't have any work to do. So you go near the dog and keep a mic, microphone, and ask, what is your goal of life? Next goal is what? What the dog will tell? How you feel? Suppose you ask, what dog will tell? It will bark, that's all. Or the media person asks the dog which came last. So how you feel? Is it not an insult for you like that if you ask? It will, that also, that dog also will bark. So all these things, honor or insults, are for the body-mind complex, not for the real entity which happened to be Atma Swarupam. So having scolded his son, Samikarishi prayed for the welfare of the king and asked pardon from the Lord for his own son, who has done this offense due to immaturity. Having powers is not a great thing. You have to digest those powers. If you don't know how to handle those powers, then you will get into trouble for yourself, and for others also you will be trouble. So he told other brahmacharis in the ashrama, One of you go to Parikshit Raja and inform about this curse, because the Raja should not be in shock. So he, at least 7 days are there, he can complete his household duties or worldly other duties, royal duties, and he can prepare for his death. In the meanwhile, Parikshit came back to his palace, and when his thirst and anger was satiated, his mind became calm and introspective. Normal self it has come. Now he began to repent about his misbehavior to that Rishi. Bhagavata Apachara it is called. Repeatedly this type of stories will come. Somebody will misbehave with sadhu, then they will get lot of punishment. Even Bhagavan will not save them like that. Ambarisha story will come. So many other stories will come. So Bhagavata Apachara was a great sin, hurting a noble man. He need not be a sannyasi only. Any noble person, if you hurt, it gives a lot of pain for the person who gave this hurt. So he began to repent about this misbehavior. So he thought to himself, what kind of king I am? Instead of protecting and honoring the sadhus, noble men, I myself insulted that rishi. If an ordinary person does this heinous crime, as a Raja I can punish him. If I myself, the king, does this, what will happen in the society? Everybody will follow. Yatha Raja, Tatha Praja. When the ministers take bribe, naturally IAS officers take bribe. Then IAS officers take bribe means subordinate officers take bribe. Then local police also takes bribe. And citizen also started taking bribe. So, yatha raja tatha praja it will be. I have misbehaved with this sadhu. Who will punish me? I am not fit to be a king, not fit to continue as a king. With this worry, he was sitting on the throne. The Raja Gayakas, singers in the palace, they have no other duty other than singing. Whenever Raja is ori, they will sing motivating songs. When he is in merriment mood, they will sing other thing. Like that, according to the mood of the Raja, they will sing certain songs. So this Raja's face was little bit sad. So they started singing motivating songs. What was that motivating song? How a Raja is born in a great family. And that family clan is so great. Yayati was his forefather. Shantanu was his forefather. Then Bhishmacharya was in this kula. Then Yudhishthira was his grandfather. Like that, Sakshat Bhagavan protected this family. And Bhagavan Krishna was friend of his grandfather Arjuna. And our Raja is equal to them in protecting the sadhus and dharma and being devoted to the Lord. Like that, they started adding so many masalas and started. Glorification always will have some masala exaggeration. So as even the Raja was hearing this glorification, he felt that it was a big slap on his face. So his inner conscience did not accept this glorification. So he thought to himself, Aho maya nichamanaryavat kritam niragasi brahmani gudatejasi. Alas, I have done a heinous crime, namely Bhagavata Apachara. I have humiliated a sadhu who was living a true spiritual life. I am nichaha, unfit to be a king. How much devoted my ancestors were towards sadhus and towards Bhagavan, because of which Bhagavan was very much close to our family members. Why Bhagavan was very much close to family members? Even when Yudhishthira was sent to forest, Yudhishthira could feed thousands and thousands of rishis, even in Vanavasa. When Pandavas were thrown away from the kingdom, rishis also started going behind these Pandavas. So Yudhishthira told, please don't come. So far I was king, so I could protect you, I could feed you all. Now I am not going to be a king. Duryodhana is going to be a king. So therefore, I cannot protect you. Please don't come behind me. Then rishis told, because Duryodhana is going to be a king, we don't want to live in that kingdom. Wherever dharmic people are there, with them only we want to live. Whether it is palace or forest, we don't bother. We will be with you only. So Yudhishthira did not have any option than accepting them. And he cries there in Mahabharata. It's a beautiful cry, huge cry. Oh Bhagavan, all this time I followed dharma. In this situation you made me to live, wherein I could not feed even sadhus. So that time after the cry, Surya Narayana comes, Surya Bhagavan comes and gives a Akshaya Patra. Akshaya Patra was not given for these five people, six people. Okay. If you ask Akshaya Patra, it will not be given. Because if you ask for yourself, you will ask, it will not be given. Since Yudhishthira asked for sadhu's sake, and sadhus were very adamant in living with him. Thousands and thousands of rishis. There only that Vanaparva it is called. Huge portion it is. Plenty of stories, old stories. Story of Ganga, story of other rajas who suffered like this. Daily what is the routine? Morning they will complete their sandhyavadana and other whatever their personal swadharma pujas. Then 9 o'clock, 9:30 they will sit for story. All will sit. One rishi, one day he will take, whole day he will tell one type of story. Then by 1 o'clock something, food will be given. That's a one-time food. Then again, take rest. Again, 3 o'clock, you sit for satsanga. Up to evening, it will continue. Another 3 hours, 2 hours story. Then, evening prayer will be there. Go to bed. That was their lifestyle for 12 years. So, Bhagavan was very much close to our forefathers because our forefathers were very much devoted to sadhus. Namo Brahmanya Devaya. O Lord, you are devoted to sadhus and you yourself served sadhus during Rajasu Yaga. Bhagavan served physically sadhus. Oh Lord, how much you are devoted to sadhus. You protected me from Brahmastra of Ashwatthama in order to serve the sadhus. But now what I have done? So he was repenting. Dhruvam tato me krita deva helanad. Duratyayam vyasanam nati dirgat tadastu kamam tu aghanishkritayame yathana kuryam punareva maddha. Anyone who has insulted a sadhu should get great punishment. Let some punishment, huge punishment, come to me as soon as possible in such a way that no one who hears this story will not dare to insult sadhus. And not only that, all my papas should be washed away by this punishment, and my mind never go for such serious crimes in future janma also. Adyaiva rajyam balam mruddhakosham prakopita brahma kulanalome dahati abhadrasya punarname bhut papiyasi dhi dvijat deva gobhyaha. He invites punishment. Let the flame of Rishi's anger burn up my kingdom, my army, my treasury. Let it burn up my very life itself. But my impure mind hereafter should never do this sinful act against sadhus and devatas and cow. Cow also is added here, you see. When Parikshit was repenting for his sin and wishing for a punishment, by the time a brahmachari from Samika Ashrama comes and announces that Rishi Kumara Sringi has given you Shapa. O Raja, being insulted, being angry, Rishi Kumara gave Shapa for you and you will die beaten by Takshaka on the 7th day. So as even Parikshit heard, sa sadhu mene, Shukacharya says, he considered it as nice thing. So he welcomed that news and thanked the Lord to hear his prayer. What was his prayer? O Lord, please give me punishment. I have done a great heinous act. So please give me punishment. Immediately that prayer was heard by the Lord. So he thought, Atho vihaye mamam chalokam vimarshitau heyataya purastat krishna angri sevam adhimanyamanaha upavishat prayam Amartya Nadyam. Though he has done this heinous crime towards sadhus, whole life he lived in satsanga only. He was a great person. From childhood onwards, he had lot of satsanga. Many rishis were living with him. So they might have certainly told varieties of things. If you live with sadhu, he will not allow you to be idiot. He will make you to see things as it is. His work is what? He will make you to see things as it is. He will not give any judgment. He will not tell, don't do this, don't do that, like that. He will tell, if you do this, you will get this. If you don't do this, you will not get this. If you do the right thing, you will get right. Like that, he will make you to understand the nature of oneself, nature of the Lord, nature of the world. So, because of satsanga in his early age, he has certain understanding about the life. So he has some viveka shakti. Temporarily it was clouded, and in that clouded period he has done some crime. What was his understanding? Imam cha amum lokam heyataya. This world and other worlds, heavens, are trifling things which are fit to be renounced. Anityam asukam lokam. Because this is the level of the prosperity which I am having now. A small boy says something and I am going to lose it within 7 days. If they are permanent, you cannot remove it from me. Just by your wish, you cannot make me to renounce. But now, since they are very, very trifling things, a boy's shapa can make me to renounce everything. Krishnangri sevam adhimanyamanaha. Abandoning all the desires for pleasures in this world and other worlds, considering devotion to the Lord as the highest achievement in human life, now Parikshit decided to go for prayopavesha. Mahaprasthana, they call it. Mahaprasthana means once you go out, that's all, over, you don't come back. Go out after the death. So he decided, okay, at least 7 days I have. Everybody has 7 days only. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Everybody has 7 days. But others don't have guarantee for even 7 days. At least I have guarantee for 7 days. Understood? See how the perception of the person differs. Instead of trying to get some relief, there must be relief. For everything in the world, there is a relief. And in Parikshit's case, there is going to be a relief also. So when Rishi heard this, so that Rishi was very, very poor Rishi. So he thought, I will save Raja from this Takshaka's poison. Ordinary poison, right? King cobra, you can, for your imagination, king cobra poison. So if I save, so I will be popular. And Raja will give lot of money. So I can feed my children or Gurukula children. So I should show that I have some capacity which other rishis don't have. And I will get money also. With that idea, the another rishi is going to come. The story is not told here, it is in Bharata. Mahabharata. So when he was coming, then Takshaka himself interferes in the form of ordinary Brahmana. He says, where you are going? I am going to Parikshit Raja to save him. It seems he was cursed that he will be bitten by Takshaka and he has to die on 7th day. Like that. So this Takshaka, who was in the form of Brahmana, asked, hey, do you know the power of Takshaka's poison? Yes, I know. Can you revive that person who is beaten by Takshaka? Yes, I can. So, all right, you try here. So, the Takshaka goes and bites a big banyan tree. The entire banyan tree starts fire. Burnt up. Then this Brahmana, this Rishi sat in meditation, started doing some japa. Within 2-3 minutes, the entire banyan tree again comes back. Then Takshaka wondered, hey, what it is? That is what Brahmic power. That is what tapas shakti. That Rishi who brought that banyan tree to life, Then Takshaka wondered, hey, this type of people also are there in the world. So why you are going to do this? The Rishi told, see, I am in need of money and name and fame, that's all. So this is a great opportunity for me to prove my Vidya and get money. So Takshaka gave all the money. all the wealth, whatever the Rishi wanted, and he told, see, don't go against the wish of another Rishi. Because Rishi Parampara is surveying based on Satya. If one Rishi Vakya is becomes Asatya, then world will become trouble. So it will have trouble. So don't do that. It is the wish of the Lord. And he has done that crime. Anyhow, whether you are going to save or not, he is going to die after some time. So don't interfere in the law of karma. It is called interference with law of karma. This ventilator business is there, na? In ICU unit, ventilator they keep. It is called interference with law of karma. Already the jiva has passed away. You keep pumping. What you pump? Heart only you pump. Person is not there. Already he is in coma. He has gone away. Understand? And to take money, you interfere with the law of karma. So don't interfere in this law of karma like that. He advised and sent back that Rishi. So people do tapas for so many things, you know. Now also if you go to Uttarakhand, you can see varieties of sadhus. All are with garva cloth, but all don't have Bhagavan as their goal. In Ramakrishna's life, we come across sadhu who was doing tapas with Ramakrishna. Suddenly he disappeared. After 12 years, he came back, it seems. So Sri Ramakrishna was very happy to see him. Hey, what happened? Siddhi ho gaya. Siddhi ho gaya? Kya siddhi ho gaya? What siddhi happened? I can walk on the water. So Ramakrishna was very much amused. Oh, you can walk on the water, Acha. You walk. So he walked on the Ganga. And he came back. How many years you took for this? 12 years. 12 years I did tapasya. How my achievement is how much valid? Sri Ramakrishna told 25 paisa valid. It is 25 paisa valid. If you give 25 paisa, boat wala is there to take you. Unnecessarily 12 years you have wasted. Understood. There are some other sadhus in Sri Ramakrishna's life. We find one fellow had torchlight facility. Torchlight. His entire body will glow if he wants. So one day Sri Ramakrishna was getting troubled because of no light, no electricity that time. So he was struggling to walk. That time this sadhu told, wait, I will show torchlight. So he turned back. The entire area was full of light. Then after reaching that place, he asked Sri Ramakrishna, how nice it is. He says, nice only. How many years you practiced tapas? He told that 12, 13 years something. Then you bless me. Like that he asked. Oh, I will bless you. He blessed in such a way, this power should go away. Because that was the obstacle for that spiritual person. So varieties of people were there. Instead of protecting himself from the death by going to varieties, so many varieties of rishis, sadhus were there. So Parikshit decided to spend entire 7 days in the remembrance of the Lord. So he was not afraid of death. He considered himself as lucky because he has 7 days in his hands. Seventh day only, death, that is guaranteed. 6 days nothing will happen. But our case is what? Our case is not guaranteed. Just recently, mother of one of our volunteer, without any intimation, she passed away. Just last Wednesday. Their family members are telling, up to 3:30 early morning, she was all right. 5 o'clock, they went and saw, gone. So there is no guarantee. So Parikshit abandoned his kingdom, asked the ministers to crown his son Janamajaya. He renounced his kingdom and kingly attire, all dress and everything, simple dress he had, tapasvi dress, and he adopted the mode of life of an ascetic. He started walking towards Ganga. His Raja was Hastinapura, near Delhi. He walked towards Haridwar, maybe some 150-200 kilometers. So he started walking towards Haridwar, where Ganga flows. So hearing the news of Rishi Shapa and the renunciation of Parikshit, many rishis along with their disciples started gathering nearby Haridwar. Haridwar is a place wherein Ganga with all If you see Ganga in Haridwar, it is like a 5-year-old girl, very enthusiastic, very forced. And same Ganga, if you see near Calcutta, it is like old mother. No force at all. So there, lot of sadhus gathered in order to give him satsanga. What is the prayer of Parikshit? That I should get satsanga, by which I will not do this heinous crime hereafter. Like that he was praying to the Lord. So Bhagavan provided him satsanga. And because of satsanga, that satsanga, humanity got Bhagavata Purana. Bhagavatam style is small, small story, incident, then bring out big philosophy. That is the style of Bhagavatam. Those details we will see in the next class. Actually, for sadhus, this is not the text. Sadhu has to teach only Upanishad and Vedantic text. Bhagavatam is secondary version of Vedantic teaching. Not only it will talk about the Lord, it will talk about the values of life, attitudes, other things. So it is mixed with some sugar called stories. So it will be nice for normal people. But in Gurukulas, they will not teach all these things. In Gurukula, you have to study 12 years only Upanishad. That itself, they are not able to cover. Upanishad with Shankara Bhashyam, if you study, it will take more than 12 years, daily 7 hours class. That is the wealth we have in our tradition. But now who is available? All best minds are trying to be a gumastas of MNCs, that's all. And they pledge their individuality, pledge their freedom for the sake of money. So that's what recently one news came from IIMB. We have not completed yet the course. 4 months are there. All our students are selected in campus selection. That was the announcement. It's a proudful announcement. IIMB students studying in IIMB. 2 years MBA course is there. Course was not completed, but already selection is over. So that was the proud proclaim of the institution. Then somebody wrote next day, a rejoinder, it is a shame of the nation wherein institution, best institution, proud about giving employment to the students who are given education to create employments. If IIMB students are going to be employees, then who is going to create employment? If IIMB students are happy with small employment, then who will provide employment for others? So it's a shame of the nation. So entire education system, if you see, it's a great conspiracy, you know. All best minds, dedicated minds. Best minds in the sense what? It is dedicated mind. Dedicated for what? For useless thing? Dedicated for, not for people, not for nation, for useless thing? All best minds are trying to be a gumastas of MNCs, that's all, for the sake of money. Krishnaya Vasudevaya Haraye Paramatmani Pranadakleshanashaya Govindaya Namo Namaha Tadeva Ramyam Ruchiram Navam Navam Tadeva Shashvan Manaso Mahotsavam Tadeva Shokar Navashochanam Rinam Yeduttama Shloka Yishonu Giyate Gopika Jeevanasmaranam Govinda Govinda.